Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination. YahooFinance.com.
Hello and welcome to Top Stories, the Bugle's 15th anniversary podcast feed, where we hack into our own archives and bring you the top story from a randomly but carefully selected week from the past 15 years. I am Andy Zaltzman, this is episode 2 of Top Stories, and it features episode 131 of The Bugle, as we go back to a classic Bugle moment and visit an actual rare piece of good news, albeit one that required some bad news first to then become good news. This is the story of the survival of the Chilean miners back in October 2010. Here's the 12 years younger than I am now me, and with me, John Oliver, who has not aged a day.
Top story this week, shocking outbreak of good news. Andy, I can't remember the last time that we got to lead with a piece of unconditionally good news, something that could unite the world around an undeniably happy event.
I can remember that time, John.
Was it the last time that Silvia Berlusconi got smashed in the face with a ceramic cathedral, Andy?
Well, I think actually that might be it. I was thinking of when George W. Bush left in that helicopter and 2 million people flipped in the birds.
I think Berlusconi getting smashed in the face was more recently.
Yeah,
but this event, and I can't believe I'm saying this, may have been even happier. The good news is that each of the 33 miners who've been trapped 2,000 feet underground in Chile for 70 days have been rescued safely and returned to their rightful home of not being 2,000 feet underground. In fact, the only way I believe this could possibly have been happier was if the miners were brought up one by one and there was a ceremonial smashing of Silvia Berlusconi in the face with a ceramic cathedral each time. But that's just too much happiness, Andy. The human brain cannot handle that level of undiluted delight.
Well, that's right. That's why they had to wear the dark glasses, isn't they? Because they've been underground for 10 weeks without any natural light. So they had to wear dark glasses. And they also had to be shielded from having a little cathedral to smash Silvia Berlusconi in the face with. Because after 10 weeks, without even having that as an option, that could have been too much for them.
Yeah. Obviously, the first question facing us as a species was, well, you know, this is a moment of pure joy. How can we, both collectively and individually, how can we ruin it? And, well, you know, first, we could create a media circus at the entrance to the mine shaft, so spectacular in size and so aggressive in nature that it risks driving the miners straight back underground. Literally, the first miner comes up in the cage, sees the hullabaloo and says, "Take me back down. Trust me, guys, this is just not worth it." There's a good reason, though, why everyone got so carried away with this story. It is so infrequent now that a potentially tragic news story has an uplifting ending. Tragic events are so lazily derivative in their heartbreaking payoffs. That's why, whenever there's something like Sully Sullenberger landing a plane on the Hudson or this mine story, we are hungry to savour it. People want to milk all the good feeling they possibly can. It's like we've become joy camels. We have to fill our happiness humps up whenever we can and then live off it for the foreseeable future, as we don't know when our next chance to feel good about ourselves as a species is going to be.
Yeah, well, it's a great story for the nation of Chile. Previously, of course, best known for that goal Marcelo Salas scored at Wembley in 1998.
Cracking goal.
What a goal. What a goal that was. And also is the country most likely to snap in half if you baked a biscuit in the shape of it. But it's now renowned the world over for its capacity to rescue miners from 2,000 feet underground and provide the world with a gripping and inspiring human interest story that has given us full licence to put absolutely everything else on the back burner for a bit.
Also, let's not look at this, Andy, merely as a moment that demonstrates the human will to survive against all the odds. No, let's also see this as a huge commercial opportunity. Now, you probably noticed that each of the rescued miners came up wearing sunglasses to shield their eyes from UV rays after living in complete darkness for so long. It turns out these were actually designer Oakley sunglasses at $450 a pair that were donated by Oakley, who in return received an estimated equivalent of $41 million worth of advertising time. Now, the problem is that a profit margin like that starts to create a potentially dangerous precedent. Don't be surprised if major clothing brands are caught in the future trying to create potential disasters to showcase their goods. All I'm saying is that if a school roof caves in, trapping 500 kids, and Reebok turn up with a truckload of shoes suspiciously quickly, you will know where to point the finger.
Well, I mean, this isn't a new thing, John. I mean, think back to the end of the Second World War. Mm-hmm. You know, Hiroshima.
Yep.
Big advertising for Hoggins mushrooms. You know, it's subliminal, but a lot of people just start feeling a little bit peckish.
It also makes you think that the Gulf oil spill was a huge missed marketing opportunity. Yep. Those oil-covered fish, oysters and crabs should all have been wearing tiny little Kangol hats. That ecological disaster tunity was a license to print money. Also,
well, it was clearly rich. The thing is, John, the rescue was rushed because there were 700 metres... roughly, of that 18-inch wide borehole that the lift had to come through with that little camera on top.
Yeah.
By my reckoning, that could have provided space for at least 6,300 advertising logos. If they'd only taken the time, it probably would have taken another month or so, but we waited long enough as it was to stick them all to the side of the shaft. And that is a real marketing opportunity missed. And I mean, I think in this day and age, that is probably the greatest tragedy of all.
Well, furthermore, Andy, don't be surprised if Oakley sunglasses commercials have a more ominous tone in the future. Rather than a shirtless man wearing them as a woman in a bikini looks on longingly, it'll just be a single photo of a pair of Oakley sunglasses over the text, "Can you be 100% sure that you won't be trapped 2,000 feet underground in the near future? Didn't think so. That'll be $450, please."
Well, it was an opportunity missed, John. I mean, not only from an advertising point of view, but from a prank point of view. You know, if that first miner out had come out dressed as an alien or as Elvis, and his first words had been, "What year is it?" All I can remember is having that sandwich and falling down the loo.
You're right.
He's never going to have that chance again, John. Yep. He's blown it.
It's never coming back. As each miner surfaced, each had their own response to freedom. The media's instant favourite was Mario Sepulveda, who was instantly christened Super Mario after he led the crowd in euphoric chants and going on to say, "I'm very emotional. I'm going to have a drink. I'm going to drink a lot with my son, Francisco," which sounds great until you hear that his son Francisco is actually only 6 years old. but don't worry. As it turns out, Francisco can really handle his liquor. There's nothing to be worried about.
Well, you've got it in the Atacama Desert, haven't you? You've got to take a pint.
Super Mario also brought up a bag of rocks as souvenirs. And I wonder if anyone was expecting something that wasn't a rock from that bag. "I've brought you back a souvenir." "Oh, that's lovely. What is it, Mario?" "What the f*** do you think it is?" "It's a f***ing rock. I've just spent 2.5 months underground. I'm sorry, but any gift I have for you is going to be rock-based." There was not a gift shop down there.
Did you not get a little model of the Eiffel Tower? seems a shame. But it was, of course, hugely inspiring, John. It does lead to the uncomfortable question. Should all future sessions of the United Nations be held in collapsed mineshafts? All we need to do is trick the leaders of the world down a deep mine with the promise of a photo shoot. And you know, they just won't be able to resist that. Then you trap them in there with a little rock fall and they spend and then spend 2 months digging them out.
It's worth trying. You don't come back out until you've sorted everything out.
So we've seen how it brought these miners together. Yep. The necessity of circumstance and the human survival instinct will force the world leaders of the world to fix all our problems in one simple mine collapse.
That is an eerily logical point, Andy.
Thank you for listening. Top Story will be back with another Bugle Top Story tomorrow. For details of the Bugle's voluntary subscription scheme and to make a one-off or recurring contribution to the show, go to thebuglepodcast.com and click the donate button, and or click the live button for details of the live shows on our 15th anniversary Live Bugle Live Tour, unless you're listening to this after the 3rd of November 2022, when it ends. The tour, that is, not the Bugle.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.